Okay, we're going to start on Chaf Aleph of Beis, Beis Aleph of Beis. We're starting Chaf Aleph of Beis, five lines to the bottom, Gufa. So we're going back to the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who said on Daf Yud Tesav Beis, he said, Kol Kiyur, She'ein Bo Lekadish Arba'a Kohanim Mimenu, Ein Mekadishim Bo. The only Kiyur that is kosher to use in the Beis HaMikdash to wash the Yadayim Berglayim with Kohanim, you have to be able to use it for four people. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "Berachatsu mimenu." They washed from it. Who? Moshe one, Aaron two, one of should be four because the of you weren't dead yet. But one of the minimum of plural one of is two. So one plus two is four. So number one is the issue to talk about is that Moshe and Aaron never used the kiyur at the same time because during the shivish mimenu, Moshe was the one who was doing the avoda. Aaron was not doing the avoda. When Aaron was doing the avoda, Moshe wasn't doing the avoda. Nevertheless, you can see from the pasuk that they're talking about all four together. Answer number two, as we said, question number two is Bunov, Aaron had four children at the time. None of you died later in the day. So, Bunov, maybe it should be six. But you know that four, that the minimum plural of Bunov is two, so it equals two. The question then also is my focus in the Afronim as to whether or not the size is Ma'akev. So, quote here in the bottom, the Nesivus HaKodesh. He says, and maybe it's not Ma'akev, but the Minchas Seilach says clear. The Minchas Seilach in Mitzvah Kuvav, which is, I just looked up yesterday, it's a fantastic summary of all the halachas that we've been doing the past couple of dafim. So the Minchas Seilach in Mitzvah Kuvav Ostes, he says that the shear of Arba Kohanim is Ma'akev. So then it's my focus on, though, what is the shear of Arba Kohanim? Is it a shear in the size of the Kiyur, that the Kiyur has to have the ability to hold enough water for Arba Kohanim, or is it that there has to be sufficient water in the kiyur for Arba Kohanim? So that's what my focus just saw on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. According to Rashi, the shear is in the size of the kiyur. That the din is that the kiyur has to be able to contain that amount of water, which seems to be that even if there's less than that amount of water in the kiyur, it still would be kosher, because it's all in a din of the kiyur. Whereas the Rambam in Bias Hamikdash Perikei Alecha Gimel, it's mashma that it's a shear in the volume of the water. So according to that, right? According to that, the Sfas Emma says, according to the Rambam, you would have to constantly refill the kiur to make sure that at all times that it's being used, at all times it has that quantity of water. The Zeva Toda, which I believe is the Chafetz Chaim, he says that even if you say that the shear is that it has to have is a shear in the water. It has to have that amount of water. So he says, that shear is only when you fill the kiyur up. Maybe you don't have to fill it all the time, according to the Rambam. Maybe just when you start, it has to have that amount. We have to have that amount. But after the first Kohen washes his hands, you no longer refill it. Because it's just a thin and starting it. Okay, so we just did two lines. So, Meisved, ask a kasha. What do we ask? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that you have to have that enough water. We'll go for the Rambam, enough for Rashi. The size has to be big enough to hold water for Kohanim to wash. But then we have a brisa that says, Kol hakelim mekachim, any kli sharis, right? Any kli sharis can be mekadesh the water inside it in order for the Kohen to use that water to wash his hands. Meaning, he doesn't bedafka have to wash his hands from the kiyur. He can use any other kli sharis that has water. Bein sheyish behen revius, bein sheein behen revius. Even if it only has a revius of water, which is the shear for the kiyur tonight, even only has a revius of water. Ubuvad sheyu kli sharis. Provided, though, it has to be a klisharis. It can't be a klishol. So it's a clear stira. We just said it has to have the size has to be that big, but here he's saying if it just holds a revius, right? So Gemara says, Amar of Adda bar Acha. No, what are we talking about with the case where he says as long as it has a revius? It's bikodeya pesocho. According to Rashi, it means, I'm not exactly sure why you would do it, is when you can. They drilled a hole into the side of the kiyur. They put this other, like, straw or something like that, some other kli attached to it, and that kli itself didn't have the size of revius, to hold the revius. But since it's coming from the kiyur, that's sufficient. Look at Rashi, the second Rashi. He says, it's like Costco day today. You put this... everyone's walking in. The kodeyach besocho. All right? Rashi says, kodeyach dof no so kiyur. You drill a hole, right? Kodeyach is a lashon also in Shabbos, right? Kodeyach Kosher Messiah from Bona, right? That's the halacha by Shabbos. He says, Kodeyach Dok No Shokior, Betochi Besoka Kli Katan. They put in some sort of Kli Katan, umitzasa lechutz, and part of it is sticking outside. The yonik mimei hakino remotse, right? And you pour out a little bit from the kiyur. Aval be'ape nafshe be'inashar bar kohanim. But from the kiyur itself, you need four kohanim. The size four kohanim. That's what Rashi is. Tosas, but the Eifatofa says, perush shenotel mimeimo b'kli katon ukshevu lekadish kevin deboyin b'kli gadol. Basically, he says that you dip in a smaller cup into the kiyur, and then bring that smaller cup to somebody else to wash. So even though that cup doesn't have the size, only as long as it has the revius in the size of that cup, since the water came from the klisharis, which was big enough, then it's kosher. So Makokos Rashi Tosos had to explain Kodea Bitoko. It's funny, because if you look at Rashi's Dibur Maskil says Kodea Bitoko, which is Mashal, again, drill it into the hole. Look at Dibur Maskil of Tosos, Kodea Mitoko, from it. Maybe their payers depends on what on the girsa. But the Gemara says it could be kodeach mitoko. So Gemara then asks, wait a second. There's a whole tumult to do over here about right. But the Gemara here said that you can, even if it doesn't have a revius, this separate plea. So the Tosos goes back and forth. Look at the top Tosos. Yesh tema de gar metilas yadayim. How is it possible? The Tilas Yadayim, Tosos can't understand how you can have less than a Revius because by the Tilas Yadayim that we do every day, you need a Revius. How would it be possible to think that by the Tilas Yadayim you can have less than what you need for regular Tilas Yadayim? So that's the running theme in a lot of the Tosim that have that problem. Right? He says, the Yesh Lomar, the Tilas Yadayim, Namik Yesh will Revius, and Notel Mafilo Shnayim, will Hachel with the Havde Revius Meikara. He says, no, because the Halach, Tosos says the Halacha is by Tilas Yadayim, even if you only have a Revius, as long as you start with a Revius, then it's good. Even if two people wash from it, how that works in Messias wise. So also maybe here the second guy doesn't have a Revius, but started with the Revius. The Lukutei Halachas in the Zebach Tolda, the Tzvayim points out, it's impossible to do a sufficient Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim with only a Revius of water. It's not enough water to cover the legs and the feet that have to be washed. So he says, even though it's Esher with Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in this small shear, right, because you have to watch the part he says, the Bryce has only come to teach us that this size Kli is sufficient. Clearly, if you're going to use this Kli, you're going to have to go back and forth to get more water. But the Kli itself is still sufficient. Okay, so the Gemara says, then asks, Ha mimenu amarachmana. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, Rachzu mimenu Moshe de Aaron. You have to wash from it. So what do you mean, Kodeyach betofa? Rashi means you have a spigot put in, or Tosa means you have another cup. The Pasuk says, mimenu, you have to wash from the Kli. So the Gemara says, no, from the kiur, right, from the kiur, sorry. You have to watch from the Kli mentioned the Pasuk, but from the kiur. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, no, Yirchotu. The Pasuk says Yirchotu twice, I think. Right, it says Pasuk, V'rochtu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron banav, and then it also says, the next Pasuk, right, B'volam elo amoe v'kar v'sam elo hamizbeich, Yirchotu, Shewash. So what's the echo Yirchotu? What's the extra? So they said, Yirchotu, l'rabos klisharis. That comes to include any other klisharis can be used. Very interesting thing with the kiur. Again, the kiur is this very back and forth type of kli. What you can use to do the different shulchan. Why would it be that the Torah tells you that you can have to use? Right. Well, what is the status? But it's this weird, not weird. It's a different status. Okay. So, if Rav Raz would say, put it on the list. Put it on this. So ihachi, the Gemara says, if yirchatzu comes to include something other than the kiur itself, ihachi kli chol nami. Maybe you can even use a kli chol, a non-kli sharis. We'll get to what that havamin is. Ihafi kli chol nami. The Gemara says, no, amar abayi, kli chol lo matzis amar. There's no way you can say that you can use a kli chol to kiddush yadayim raglayim. Why? Mikal v'chomer mikano. A kal v'chomer from the kano. What's the kano? The kano was the base of the kiyur. The kiyur sat on this hollow, whether it was square, whether it was circle, whether it was focus, or what it looked like. There was this hollow base that the kiyur was put on top. So the Gemara says, the Gemara's going to learn now that you can't use that kano. Can't you put water in there and use it, right? Mikal v'chomer mikano. He says, ma kano shenimshach imo, the kano which also was anointed with the shemen amishcha, right? My kano shenimshach imo ain't a mekadesh. Halacha is that you can't put water in there and then pour the water and use it, right? Kli chol she'ainu nimshach imo, and the kli chol, it had no mishicha, it wasn't anointed in oil, ain't odin she'ainu mekadesh. Of course you can't use that to be mekadesh. So he says, you're right. So from Yerachatzu, I can add other kalim. It's kabakomer naksak klichol. So Yerachatzu only includes klisharis. The Gemara says, "V'tanum inolad." How do we know that the base of the kiur cannot be used for kiddush yadayim raglayim? The sanya, because we have the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yochli Ekano Mekadesh Kederach Shekir Mekadesh. Maybe the Kano should work like the Kiyo works for Kiddush Shadayim Verklayim. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, look at the words of the Pasuk. It says, Vasiso Kiyo Nechoshes, Vichano Rechoshes. The Gemara says, L'Nechoshes Hikashiv Vilo L'Dover Acher. I only equate them when it comes to one item, that they both have to be of Nechoshes. Because otherwise the Pasuk should say, Vasito Kiyo Vichano Nechoshes. Then I would say everything they're the same. Why do I have to say Nechoshes twice? Comes to teach you specifically that only for this din they're the same, but for no other din, meaning the Kano can't be used to wash. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, L'Nechoshes Hikashtiv. He says, man, it's a real Hekesh, just to make them similar. But then the next toast, Rashi says, V'lo L'Daber Acher, Lo Hikashti Shnei B'Posit Echad Lumo Tshar Dvarim, V'lo Mershakano Mekadosh Kamoso. I didn't make the comparison in the same Posit to teach me that the Kano is the same like the Kior to be Mekadosh. Then the Itzrich L'Michtav Nechoshes Gabe Kano Zim Nachrisei. Since the wife writes the word Nechoshes a second time after the word Kano, Shema Mina Lav L'Akshini Boi. Then there's no comparison. Because if it was comparable, Nechoshes Nami Nesive Kesha. Then they'll learn Nechoshes together. There's a Tivasisa Kior Vichano. Why specifically Nechoshes? El Shema Mina L'Mai De Dami Parish Beheja, L'Mai De Lo Parish Lo Dami. The only thing that, whenever they said the hedgeh, they are similar, and everything else is not. But the only thing that's comparable to is Nechoshes. So therefore, you can't use the Kano to wash your hands. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I'll mess up. I'll shlug up that Kavu Chomer. Why? Amalei mazur t'braid mari l'rabina ma'le Kano she'en asu l'toko. Kanoi, the purpose of the Kano is to not to use the inside. There was never an intent to use the Kano for the inside. It's a base. That's all it is. It's a base to stand on it, right? It's a big tetzel. That's all it is, right? Tomar b'klichol she'asu l'soko. You can say for a klichol that's actually the cup is used for a cup. It's very fair. One's kadosh, one's not kadosh. So he says Ella, no, like this Ella mimeno. The pasuk says mimeno, right? The pasuk says yichatumai mimeno, and we say mimeno is l'mu'uti klichol. That excludes klichol. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's go back to the beginning. What mimeno should say only? I mean, why is it only including klichol? Excluding klichol. And not Kisharis. He hachik Kisharis Nami should be excluded. So Gemara says, Ha Rabbi Rachmana Yirchatsu. Well, we had the Rebo of Yirchatsu. But repeating ourselves. Gemara says, Umara Isa. So why are you including for Yirchatsu Kisharis and excluding Klichol? So the Gemara says, Zet Ta'on Mashiach Kamohu, Zet Ta'on Mashiach Kamohu. Going back to the original thing. The Klisharis needs Mashiach B'Shem and the Mishnah like the Kiyor. Therefore, I would include it. But the Klichol doesn't have as Mashiach. The Chronim asks, what's the Havamir to say the opposite? You say, oh, Mara Isa to include Kisharis and exclude Klichol. And the opposite would be to include Klichol and exclude Kisharis. What's the Havamir? Why would I think that Klichol could work better for Kiddush Adayim Revayim over a Kisharis? So, saw in the notes here, he brings up the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, who says that you might think, there's a Mishnah, we'll see, there's a Gemara on Daftev of Inzvachim that says, She'ein klisharis mikachim ela es harvoyim lahem. The klisharis can only be used for what its purpose is, what it's made for. Let's say you have a klisharis that's used to catch liquids. If you put a flour in it for the mincha, it's not mikadish. It's just not mikadish. So therefore, anything that's not royal for it, it doesn't work. So maybe, right, so maybe it doesn't have a raya more than a klifo. Maybe you could say that since there's no tzivui for the klisharis to capture the water, then that's not its purpose. So it's no different than a klichol for that perspective. Right. But was that anointing with Shema Mishnah? Right. I don't know. Here they're just saying that I think the question that we just answered is why you would have a Havamina to say Klichol. What he's saying is that Klisharis would have been similar to Klichol since it's not for its purpose. But then what? So it is for its purpose? Every Klisharis is created. According to that halacha, then Klisharis should not be able to metallize the water unless that Klisharis is made specifically for water. So what if, for example, if you put it in the shovel or something like that? Would it be Makadish or not? Bryce seems to say that any Klisharis would work. So maybe any Klisharis, maybe the intent when you made a Klisharis is that it contain water. I don't know. Good point. Okay, next. Up to some more familiar topics. Up to Kilchos Mikvos. All right. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kol Hamashlim Lemei Mikvah. Any liquid that completes the shiur of Arba'im Sa'ah for a mikvah, Mashlim Lemei Kiur. That item can also complete the shiur for the Mekiur. Say we have to have enough for four Kohanim, it can complete. Rashi points out, Rashi says, Kol Hamashlim Lemei Mikvah, it's in Masechas Mikvos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Tzman, Yish Ma'alim below Poslim, Ma'alim Mashlim Lebarak Tzayim, Bahasa Mepharishim. And there, explains it. We'll use that item, some of them. Would you say milk? Right? So if I have 39 saw of water, I put in one saw of milk, it's Mashlim. I can't be Tovol in a 40 saw of milk, I don't think. But it can be Mashlim, the 40 saw. So it can also be Mashlim to make Kiyur. But the Revi is Eno Mashlim. But these liquids cannot be Mashlim the Shir, Revi is Halog, which is the shear that you need from the Tin Sidayim for the Suda. I think it's like 3 ounces, anywhere between 3 and 4 ounces. Okay? So the Mute Mai, what's he coming to exclude? Is it Kolam Ashlim? What's the deed that he's coming to exclude? That does not complete the shear. Ilema, if you're saying he's coming to exclude the Mute Tit Anoduk, which is, I think, some sort of liquidy mud, liquid mud. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidamis, what's the case of the liquid mud? If a cow would bend down and drink from it, then then it's water. It's water, and therefore it should be able to be mashlim, even for the Revi'is, for the Tilos Yadayim, right? If the cow does not bend down to drink from it, then it's not water, it's disgusting, it's mud, so afilu mikvah nami mashlim. Then it should be enough to be mashlim the mikvah. Tosos and Divin Maskal Fuel Rebius, the last two lines, yes, a good question. It says, Tema, Minole Haishiura. How do I know the shear about a cow drinking it? I've heard of Ru'u Yelchidas Kelet. I've heard of Ru'u Yelchidas Parah. But where does that shear come from? The whole Hani tonight, Mesechus Mos, Lo Mai Bishdias Parah. All the Mishnayas and Mikvos don't talk about the shear of a cow drinking it. So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it's different times. They use different Lishonos. But the Gemara says it can't be coming to exclude that type of item. Rashi says, right, I feel the mikvah nami lo, the lav nodaku, if it's not flowing, if it's real sticky mud, it's mud, it's not going to be mashing the mikvah. So what's it coming to exclude? Mara says, the me'ute, and you got to put this in another list, this is the science and Haftorah for Gemara now, the me'ute yavhushin adumim, to exclude these small insects. So look at Rashi, yavhushin katumim, kimin yatushin below knof, and they don't have wings, they seem to grow in the wine barrels. Yavhushim, the kain afheim the kain yavushim dakin, very thin, afheim nivroim in a mayim. They're spontaneously created in the water. Put it on the list of another, as a marmakom, we're talking about science halacha, you have to look in the Mishnah Meliyahu, it's in the fourth volume, I think I'll say, over here, 355, page 355 to 356. That's the Mithra Melio. Otherwise, I mean, you don't want to get to the whole controversy. But here it seems Rashi is saying that they grow from the water. We'll quote a Guya Marshan in a minute. So the Gemara then says, so can't be those Yabushin Adunim. Because if, according to the Ramah, if you liquefy these bugs, they're sufficient in and of itself to be Tovel in. They're good enough for a mikvah itself. The Ha Tanya, because we have a Bryce that says, Rabbi Shimon Magmil Omer, Kol Shetchilas Viryoso Minamayim Atfilbo. Anything that is created, or was created during the times of Maaseh Bereishis in the water, that is good that you can be matfil bo, right? The Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avdini matfilim be'eino shaltan. You have this big fish, and if you liquefy the eye, it's a little gross, if you liquefy the eye, you can do kosher for tefillah. The point being that these Yavushin Adumim are themselves kosher for going into the mikvah. What do you mean they're matfil? They themselves are water for the mikvah. There's a Gilya Marsha, the Gilya Marsha in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Alam Sip, base, he says, what does Tchilas Bir Yosim in Amaya mean? He says, Shebishat Maisa Bereshis Nivru Behemos Mechayos Shratim in Ofer. When Maisa Bereshis when they had creation of the world, so the Behemos and the Chayos and the Shratim came from the dust of the earth, and the dogim, the fish, and other burials from the water, they, it says, Vayomer Elohim Yishu Amayim Sheretz Chaya, that the water, they were created and they came out from the water. So it may not necessarily be here, I think Marshall is saying, it may not be that they are spontaneous generated, but from Chilas Maaseh Bereishis, where was these items created? They weren't what day or whatever. They were from the fish creation. So anything that was created in the water, that's what's considered kosher for a mikvah. That gets out of the whole science problem, right? So fine. Where does this come from? Karen Ores says, I don't know any other halacha like this. Where does this other come from? What about Shar Dinei Torah? It's the same thing like water. Right? This is something considered liquid, yavish to yavish, but what's it considered? Is it liquid or solid? So Karen Ores says, the Chazanish says it only applies to liquid, special halacha here. Fine, but you see, the point being here is that you see that these things are themselves good enough to be Tovel in, and if that's the case, that can't be what Rish Lakish is referring to exclude. So Rish Lakish says, no, the case is Amara Papa. Limu'ute, I'll read it inside. Limu'ute, natan sa'av and natal sa'av. Ditzan, mitva sheyishbo harayim sa'as mitchal banos. Natan sa'av and natal sa'av. Harei zekasher. So Amar Yehuda Barshila, Amar Basi, Amar Yochlan, Adruva. What's the case? The case is where you have a mitva it's 40 sa'av. It's 40 sa'av. So what happens? I then pour, let's just say milk, a sa'av of milk, and then I remove a sa'av of the combined liquid of the mitva. So I'm not... possible that I'm removing the entire saw of milk. You got it mixed up inside there. So I have less than 40 saw of wood. What he's saying here is that in that case, it's still kosher. Not all saw and not on saw, it's still kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda makes a caveat until it reaches the point where you haven't put in, it's only 19 saw of milk had been put in. So the long Rashi, but that's basically what it says. So that's what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish says that these mashkim that go in, that only works for the mikvah. But it won't work for the Revius Halog from the Tfilis Yadayim. If I have specifically a Revius Halog from the Tfilis Yadayim, and I pour in another bit, and then I pull out from that combined mixture, so that's not going to be, that's not Tosav and not Tosav, it doesn't work. It's too small of an amount. Right, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Mute not Tosav and not Tosav. These minim, the tznam behem legavi mikvah that we had in that we learned in the Mishnah Yaksim Mikvahos, ta'ami ma'alin or ta'ami lo ma'alin. Sometimes they're helpful, sometimes they're not. Mei peros, the kol mashma she'enu mayim, right? There's a list, where it goes. So here it says, mikvah she'yish bo lamites sa'im. Maybe I said it wrong. It has 39 sa'a. V'nakvo sa'a mehem l'socho. So that's when other sa'a comes in. Lo he'el suhu. Peros lo hishlimu mo apu poklasu. It doesn't do anything. Goes in, right? And the pa'am in demalin, sometimes it does work. He's explained the Mishnah. I want to get to our case. Here. So, hayi besochar boim saw mukubonos. That's exactly 40 saw. Not on saw me'elu haminim. And you put in a saw of one of these minim. But not on saw after and it's in a kosher. You take another saw out, it's kosher. The batlu lahanach kamai b'mikvah hasholim. Because they became batlu in the mikvah. Hilka ki chazer b'notto lo mitzel. Therefore, when you take out another saw, it's not possible. They complete the mikvah when you take out the other saw, right? But if it does not complete it, it's not enough. Question is, if it's come a couple of buttons, why come a couple of buttons with the button and it's part of the water? That's not my question. You talk about it in Shulchan Aruch. Ayin and Yoredeya, Simon Tzad Tess, so far. Okay. So, that's what Rish Lakish is referring to. When he says that the cold burn, a mashal me mikvah, mashal me kior, it's in the natan tzav and natal tzav, but that doesn't work if you only have revius confused tzayim. So, Amar Rav Papa then says, this type of mikvah, that's natal tzav and natan tzav, I'll read it again, im kodach bo revius, madbilin bo mechatin tzinorius, hol mehechsherid mikvah oskin. The halacha used to be, and it doesn't happen, that they used to say that if you had a revius, you could put your pins and needles basically, and tovel them in that shear. So what happened here? Let's say you have this mikvah that was not kosav and not kosav. The halacha is that what, and then you kind of pour it off a little bit onto the side. The folks Rashi and the Raiva and the Bali Nefesh, how it works. You sort of pour it off a little bit, and this point of Rashi, it's no longer connected to the mikvah. And I now use that revius of water for my pins and needles. Because possibility is that part of that revius that was pouring off is from the milk. So he said, of course, you can use it since that pouring off portion came from a kosher mikvah. Because once the milk went in, it was mashed in the mikvah, up to a rubo, it's considered a kosher mikvah, it's all water. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "In kadach revius, the dopin hamikvah, right? You make like just you dug a hole, right? Hamayim nimshachin sham, and the water goes in there. The apopishin nitmatu hamayim, the ein murav and mikvah, but also kivicha, might be limbo machlin with sinoros, because it came from a kosher mikvah, right? What's the case? So the mikvah has rubamayim and the utop may pevos, and then you dug something in the hole, in a hole in the wall where revius mayim goes in there." Okay? And it fills up. According to Rashi, it doesn't have to be connected to the mikvah. According to the Raivir, it does. So matbilimbo, you can tovel in that place, machlim etzinoris, these little small kalim, because umehechshev de mikvah asya, since they came from kosher water in the mikvah. Because when the mei peos came into the mikvah, they were in the spatel, and they became mayim kesherim. So when this mayim goes to the place where it has the revius, they still be hechsherim himomdim. They still are hechsher. And even if you're mafsik, according to Rashi, if you're mafsik between the mikvah and this hole, they don't become pasul again. Okay, so Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Reish Lakish. They says, "May mikvah kshev le mechiyur." Mikvah water that you can use for a mikvah, that's kosher for a mechiyur. That's what you use for the mechiyur. What's that? May mikvah is like, that's rainwater, right? Can't be mayim shuvim, but it can be rainwater. That's collects in a pit or something like that. That is kosher water. That is kosher for the mikvah. The main rod is, you come to tell me below my chayim ninu that for the kior you don't need my chayim. You don't need water that came from a spring. You don't need spring water for the kior. Why not? How do I know that? By Tanya, don't I have a price that says by the korban ola? By the korban ola, it says vakarav karayim yirchatz b'mayim. You have to wash the innards with water. So what's b'mayim? So we learn out in the Brisa, b'mayim below b'yayin. You have to wash out with water, not with wine. B'mayim below b'mazur, can't be diluted water. It's pure water. B'mayim l'rabo sharmayim. B'mayim means to all waters. The kavachomer to make kiyur. So what's the kavachomer? We already said all water. What's the kavachomer to make kiyur? Must mean that make kiyur is even better water. What would that be? My kavachomer to make kiyur. Lav mayim chayim ninu. Must mean it's mayim chayim. It's spring water. It comes from spring water. So you see from here that the mekiyur is mayim chayim. So that's a kashar Reish Lakish who says that you can gather the water, like the main mikvah, you can put that, you can gather, that take that gathered water, that's kashar for mikvah, it's kashar mekiyur. What water is that? It rained into a war, and you can put that, somehow get that water into the mikvah, somehow get that water to the kiyur, be kashar. That's not mayim chayim. That's not coming from a spring. So Gemara says, no. When the limud of mayim, right, the kavachomer to kiyur is different. Low, not because it's mayim chayim, kavachomer to make kiyur low, the kaddish. Because that water was kaddish because it was put into a kli shareis. That's the kavach. Of course you can use make kiyur. Why? That's kaddish water. Holy water. Of course you can use it. So Gemara says, wait a second. The kaddishim al yusahi? Is being holy water such a great mila? Is that really is that better? Makes it to a higher status? Va'atana de Shmuel. Interesting lesson. Va'atana, they learned in the base measure of Shmuel. Second. Right, the Hatan de Shmuel, Mayim she'ein lahem shem levai. When the whole any place that says water, it means she'ein lahem shem levai. That they don't have anything. They're not called anything else. It's only called water. Mekir is make this holy water. Mayim kadosh, so it's different. It's Mayim she'ein lahem levai. Yatsu mekir, that would exclude mekir she'yesh lahem shem levai, because they're kadosh. They have an additional name to it. They're mekiyur. That's what it's called. It's not regular mayim. Yeah, Rashi points it out. I think Rashi points it out, right? Rashi says, look at the last Rashi. Lo yadanam ahichakai. Where's this coming from? Umir shamina minei. He says, you hear from them, from Beis Shmuel, he says, wherever it writes water, it means stam water. But mayim on the kiyur is called mekiyur. That's the name. It's called mekiyur. So therefore, that can't be the reason why it's better. I hear. Right. So my mekiyur sheish lam shem levai elolav the ruui la mekiyur must be that when we say the kabel kolmer must be that's royui we make kinor alma mayim chayim ninu, which must mean it's spring water. So you see, it's mayim chayim. That's a kasha on Reish Lakish who says that the kiddush yadayim for glayim, you can also use mei mikvah, which doesn't come from mei chayim. Listen, mei mikvah, you know, spring water is kosher for mei mikvah, I believe, like mayim chayim, but it doesn't have to be. It can be rainwater. So The Gemara says, you know, Enoch Mami, it's Machlokas Tanoim. Tanoim, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, May Kiyur. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, May Mayan Hain. He said the word in the Kiyur has to be from a Mayan, but May Mikvah is not kosher. The Chachamim Omerim, Shar Mei Mosein, it can even be from the May Mikvah. So he's talking about the Chachamim. Period. They can see him now, we've finished talking about the Kiyur. Now we go to the next Shul. Right, the next soul is right. This soul was one who was not Kiddush Adayim Adayim. The next soul is the Arel. Again, every time it's mentioned Arel, what is Arel? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos mentions it over here. The second Tosfos Arel. Interesting question. Baruch Rabbeinu Shlomo. Oh, I haven't seen that. Usually, it's Kutzer, it's Rashi. Baruch Rabbeinu Shlomo. Right. The Kol Mokom Shemesu Achav Machlat Mila. Arel means a case where his brothers died due to the fact they would even feel that. Died to the Aron, therefore he didn't. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, that can't be. He's putter. So Rabbeinu Tam, as far as the Mumer La'Reilus Kari, the Kari Levo L'Shemayim, the Bishayeno Osel and Bidaka Tzar Hanila. He just did a prayer. Okay? Question though is, even point to Rish Lakish, even point to even if you're, let's say you say that his brothers died, so if he's an Aron, but he's not necessarily an Aron, but maybe he's a Balmud. Maybe he can't do it because he's a Balmud. Some of them say, yeah, point to Rashi, it will be 2 weeks to him. Arol and his avodah. But anyway, the arol cannot bring; it's not kosher for the avodah. Minalon. How do we know this? So Rechizda says, "Amar Rechizda, Davar Zemi Torah Moshe Ben Olamad." We don't learn it from the Pentateuch. We don't learn it from the Chumash, right? But Midibre Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamad. We have this concept once before. Not that Yecheskel created the halacha; it was an oral tradition that we had from Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yecheskel put it down, put it onto paper. Right, midibur b'nei chesed b'mbuzi labadnu. Because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, right, Kol Amar Hashem Elokim, Kol bein nichar aro lev be aro baser lo yavo el mikdashi. Whoever is an aro lev, an uncircumcised heart, an uncircumcised on his body, cannot come into my mikdash. Okay, so the Gemara says okay, fine. So we know that the aro, right, an aro lev is a kohen, is a mumar, and the aro baser is someone who's not mohel. So you see that the aro is also b'avoda. But how do we know with chalo? Maybe for the evidence kosher. When we no longer demach b'avoda, because the pasuk says, right, it's a little earlier. It says v'habiyachem b'nei nechar arli leiv or arli baser liyos b'mikdashi mechalel es beisi. That's when we mechalel my house. The arelim are mechalel my house. No, an arli leiv and an arli baser. The Gemara says tana rabbanon b'nei nechar. What's a ben nechar? It says right kol ben nechar. That really mean a goy. Ben nechar is a goy. Kol ben nechar. Yochol ben nechar mamish. You don't have halamim to think that a bein nechar can actually come to do the avoda. It's possible. God can't do the avoda, right? Even a Jew can't do the avoda unless it's a kohen, right? Kol ben nechar. I don't know if I can say that tamal koma, but still, it's clearly you're not right to do the base the avoda. So it's a tamal loma arolev. So that's an arolev. So in Cain, if the kabbana of the pasuk is a rasha, a mumar, an arolev, ma tamal loma ben nechar. What does it mean ben nechar? Just say arolev. Why is he adding the words ben nechar? So Gemara says shen nisnakru ma'asav avishu v'shemayim. Because his meisim made him to be a nechar, a stranger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing Averus, you're like a stranger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You still, Bani Matem, but Chatos Kham also, but you have to do tshuva to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Amy Orolev. I only have an Orolev from the beginning of the Pasuk. Orol Basar. What about a tzaddik who's not mol? Minayin. How do we know that his avoda is Pasul? Right? Because the Pasuk that said that the avoda is Mechulal also talks about Orolev. It says, no, that's that's Hamadom of Aro Basar. You have an Aro Basar. Bitrichi, and I need both Limudim. Tell me that Aro Lev is possible and Aro Basar is possible. Because of Rahmana Aro Basar, if they had just had an Aro Basar, is excluded from the Avoda Mishum Demeis, because it's disgusting. You have to have a Bris Mila. Aval Aro Lev, the low voice, maybe he's not disgusting in the body, he's only disgusting in his actions. I think that's the most in his body or his actions. Maybe that would be Amalo. Maybe he wouldn't, it would be possible. The Ashmuna Aro Lev, I would think Mishum Demeis Lebel Shemayim, because it's a Russia. Of an Aro Basar, the little Shemayim, maybe an Aro Basar, maybe just like a Tom says, is afraid. So his Leib is still a Shemayim, aim a low, maybe he won't be puzzled. Trichi, you have both. The Machlokas though, what about a Mumer? There's an Aro Leib, and he does Shuva. Can he come back and now do the Avoda? So you look at Tosos, Mishum the aim of Shemayim, he says, Afilu Sham, even if he does Shuva, Tosos says, the third Tosos, right, Bishat Avoda, Armina Besot Menachos, the aim carbon O'Reach Nikoach. Still not considered good to bring the carbon. The avagav the hashda legal shemayim, the klila alohay legal shemayim. What? Yeah. So he's done from, he's done, where, that's what the Gaiva says that. So the halacha l'maisa, though, for us, what about a mumar who comes back to tshuva, can he duch him? That's what my focus also. Can he come back and can he duch him? Very, you know, kohanim have to be, they have to do serious stuff with the kohanim. So tshuva, so he's tshuva, so he's not punished. He did his tshuva. He's not punished, he's a bal tshuva. He still has a pagam, he's still puzzle in the, it's a status. No, once he's an oral leave, he's removed his status of kahuna for the avoda. He's became a balmud. He became a balmud. Not what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying that status remains with him. Right. It's a different thing. It's not schabon. You're right. He's not going to get punished. The question is, wait, there's no fit to us say. He can't do the avoda. Maybe he does, maybe he checks the wood. Maybe he goes checks the wood for maybe he becomes the worm guy. Yeah, I don't know. According to Tosfos. Okay, it is rough. Now comes the next sugya, very difficult. Tamei pasul. We say that a tamei is pasul for the avoda. Okay, amru zikne doro. The wise men of the south. I'm not sure who they are. Right, it's a Rashi in Eruvin who says that they were very very wise. Zikne doro were very wise. Right. Sorry? We did an Aaron Daf Nun Gimel Abiz, remember? See, I could say, I didn't do Aaron, I started by Shafir. But those who did Aaron, a Brashin of Aaron Daf Nun Gimel, Dimer Masil, the Mithuboshes. The Zikne Dorum are very smart. There's a Yerushalmi that also brings a Meister that they went to the Zikne Dorum, and they over the Yerushalmi, quotes of Yerushalmi in Aaron, Perak Babal Akhadalid. Okay? So,
what?
They were south, they were more south than where the person was saying the memory. Okay, so, could have been from Trenton, you know? So it's out. So Amru Zikne Dorum, Lo Shanu, the halacha in the Mishnah, that a Kohen who's Tama, who does the Avoda, right, that's right, Korban Yochid, that his Avoda is possible to the Eved, Ella Tamei Sheretz. It's only if the Kohen is Tamei within Tamei Sheretz. Aval, however, if the Kohen is Tamei Mace, let's say a Kohen who's Tamei Mace, does and he does the, and Makrit Maikatos, right? We're going to say, B'di-Eved, Shadarim say, B'di-Eved, it's kosher. The avoda is kosher. Why? Mitoshe miratze b'tzibor, miratze nami b'yachid. Because the concept of tumor hutra b'tzibor applies when? It applies when there's tamei mace. So there's a concept of having a kosher korban if there's tumus mace. But that concept never applies anywhere by tumus sharetz. Miratze nami b'yachid. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, right, I'll quote the top. First Rashi, first Dibur Maskel in the short lines. Right? So what happens? If the entire, let's say the entire cholesterol is coming, you bring the carbon paper. The maratza, the tumor works. So since that concept of bringing a carbon, the tumor's mace, applies somewhere, so therefore if the carbon, if the Kohen is himself is tummy mace, brings the carbon with the evidence kosher. But the concept of tumor hutra by sheretz doesn't exist. Yeah, it's different. Okay. But the concept still exists. Right? The concept still exists. Tosos points out that when we say tummy mace here, it only means tummy mace, right? It says kodem shvi, the first 6 days. Because on day seven, what's on day seven after he does the last sprinkling? He's just missing harav shemesh. What? So the same thing as a tummy sheretz then. Becomes it's the same idea, right? Look at Tosos. Tosos says, "He was kodem shvi miratza. People record when Yochanan they tis v'toksha miratza below tis. V'ad amar abav shvi is right. Abav shvi on the seventh day. He says the king kol tumas mace the shmeis in haynu kodem shvi shelo. Abav shvi on the seventh day haynu kamo tami sheretz she'ena miratza b'yochanan. The shvi shoshim the zorkin alav because it's on the focus whether or not you can actually do the korban pesach for someone who's tami sheretz." Technically, right now he's tamei, but at night he can eat it. So to here at night he'll be kosher. So that's not considered tamei mace; considered tamei sheretz. Okay. So as it name Darum say, it's only by tamei pasul only by tamei sheretz. So fine. So we see that kohanim who are tamei and tumas mace, they are permitted to makir the current sibor b'tumah. But if that's clear. But if they are tamei b'tumas sheretz, that tumah is not pushed off. It's not tumah b'tzibor. And therefore, the akrav is no good. So the Gemara says, "I hachi, I've learned kal vachomer. I hachi, tamei sheretz nami." Maybe they should, if the Kohanim are tamei sheretz, they should also leisei. They should also be able to bring the karbon. Leisei b'kal vachomer tamei meis. Let's learn a kal vachomer from tamei meis. Ma tamei meis. A tamei meis is a much more chomer tuma. Why? Shaton hazah. You have to be sprinkled with the meichatos b'shlishi u'shvi. You have to be sprinkled on the sixth, on the third day, and the seventh day. So, and nevertheless, Misracha. Nevertheless, a korban tzibur is kosher if it's brought by a kohen who's tamei, right? Tamei sheretz she'enu tamei zol shlishi u'shviyu enu adin shemracha. Someone who's tamei sheretz only he gets tar that night. He doesn't need the third day and the seventh day to be sprinkled kal vachomer. It should work. So the Gemara says no. Kesavri ziknei dorim. This alludes to what you mentioned before, Mati. Kesavri ziknei dorim michaprim. Those who bring kapara, which is the kohanim, have the same din kin miskaprin, have the same din as the bailim, as the owners of the karban. There's a hekesh to teach us. Ma miskaprin, just like the miskaprin, which means us, the tzibor, that if halach is, if rove of the tzibor is tamei, you can still bring the karban. Oh, that's the Hanukkah connection. Right, the question of the Pnei Yoshua, why did they have to do the fine Shem and Zayin Zah, you know, tumu hutsu tzibor. They should be able to do, bring it. That's the Pnei Yoshua, Hanukkah connection. Right? What? Trying to get it in there. Okay. So he says, Ziknei Dorim Mechaprim Kim Mischaprim. Ma Mischaprim. Just like the Mischaprim, Timei Meis in, to make sure it's low. That halacha of Tumah Hutcher Mitzvah, the Korban Pesach, only applies if everyone's Tamei Meis, not to Tamei Sheretz. Af Mischaprim. So too, when Rov of the Kohanim of Timeim, the din is only by Timei Meis. Only the Tamei Meis can they bring the Korban. But Timei Sheretz, low. But the Kohanim who are Tamei, Tumah Sheretz, there isn't. They're not. So I'm trying to figure out, though. When we say Tamei Pasol, that's talking about Rov Kohanim or just one Kohen? Right. So it's possible for the other. It's possible. No, so we say it's possible, but Anshei Dorim say that's only if the Kohen is Tamei Sheretz. But if he's Tamei Meis, it's possible for the other. Right, okay. So Gemara says, fine. So now what's going on here? Again, I mentioned before that we have a Machlokas in Pesachim and Atzadim whether or not we're Shofrim and Zorkim the Pesach when the Baal Karbon is Tamei Sheretz and he didn't do Tzvili. So, according to Ula, he can be marked the Korban Pesach for him. And then later, when it comes, later after the Akrava, he can be Tovel. And then he can eat the Suda later. Therefore, he can be marked the Korban, because later at night, when it comes time to the Chila, he'll be kosher. But according to Rav, you don't. And he has to come to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. So, Micah Sabri, what do the Ziknei Dorim hold, right, regarding this case concept of Shofrim Zorkin, Korban Pesach for someone who's coming Sharis? Ika Sabri, if they hold, ain't Shofrim, if they hold like Rav, that you can't Shef Zorkin, Al Tamei Sheretz, then a Milo Avid Tzibur Betumah. Okay. Why the halacha is, the Gemara says, HaKol Shabayachin Nitka Tzibur Avid Betumah. The halacha is anything, anytime, if a Yachin was Tamei and that Tumah was sufficient to push him off the Pesach Sheni, if Rov the Tzibur has that Tumah, then you could Tumah Hutra. So if they held that you're not Shochit for the guy who's Tamei Sheretz, that means he's pushed off, then even the whole Tzibur, if they were Tamei Sheretz, they should be able to bring the carbon. So they clearly don't hold that. Ha kol shabayachin nitka tzibur of the betumah. Ela kasavi, they must hold. Shochtin v'zorkim al tamei sheretz. They must hold like Ula, that they do mockery of the korban of the stone who's tamei sheretz, because by the time he has to eat it at night, he'll already have the opportunity to go to mikveh and be kosher. Ela kasavi, shochtin v'zorkim al tamei sheretz. And therefore what? If they're shochtin v'zorkim al tamei sheretz, therefore that's considered something for yachin you are chef, you do chef, and therefore if a tzibur is tamei tumah sheretz, the Shibor is coming to Masheretz, you're not Makriv, the carbon, because it's not Tumah that's Hutra, and those guys have to wait to Pesach Sheni. If the Shibor is not, it cannot be Makriv as when they're coming to Masheretz, you make the Mishkaprim to Mishkaprim, and therefore the Kohen, who's coming to Masheretz, also can't be Makriv. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll continue, because tomorrow Ula, with Reish Lakish, will ask some questions to go back and forth on the Shita of the Chachmei Dorim. Great from Hanukkah. Have a good day.